This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Supreme Court will hear arguments today on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The case will ultimately decide whether about 43 million people get some or all of their federal student loans canceled. At issue is, does the person in the Oval Office have the power to, in this case, cancel $10,000 to $20,000 in student debt? Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
It's been 6 months since President Biden made this much-anticipated announcement.
We will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans. In addition, students who come from low-income families, which allowed them to qualify to receive a Pell Grant, will have their debt reduced $20,000.
But almost as soon as he made that promise, legal challenges started cropping up from Republican-led states and a couple of borrowers. Now, it's up to the Supreme Court whether the more than 40 million people who would qualify for this debt cancellation will get it.
We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars in relief.
Adam Minsky is an attorney who works with student loan borrowers.
Many of those borrowers would become completely debt-free. Others could have half or more of their balance completely wiped out.
In other words, this is a big deal for a lot of people.
Even people who have much larger balances, they're still equally as worried, I think, as people who know that they're going to get their total debt wiped out.
Jane Fox is an attorney at the Legal Aid Society in New York.
It's really about the larger principle of, can we cancel student debt? Under what legal authority can we do it?
Whatever happens with this case, Betsy Mayotte at the nonprofit Institute of Student Loan Advisors likes to remind people who are anxious about their debt.
There are a multitude of lower payment options available on federal student loans.
She says all the focus on broad student loan relief has overshadowed a lot of other major changes the administration has made to the student loan program.
That has really taken the pressure off some of the most vulnerable borrowers, like totally and permanently disabled, students that were defrauded by their schools, borrowers pursuing public service loan forgiveness.
Some of those changes, she says, may ultimately provide even more relief for people than the $10,000 to $20,000 of forgiveness currently before the Supreme Court. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.